Some of you may have noticed that winter came a little early this year. Newly minted Arrowhead Regional Arts Council Fellow Serenity Schoonover gives us some coping mechanisms. Here's Serenity Schoonover.
We just moved to northern Minnesota. It is winter, deep winter. Winter with a cold that cuts straight to the core. A winter without sun or snow. So when a bolt of sunlight hits the back porch, I button up my parka, grab a cup of coffee, and slip outside to bask in some rays. The porch door swings shut behind me like a shotgun blast and startles a flock of pigeons on the eaves of the house. They scatter across the yard, their blue-black wings flashing in the sunlight. Snow has always been my intermediary to winter. I don't notice the cold so much with all that sifting, slushy, swirling, silty white stuff settling in the window panes. I need to tromp up sled hills. I need a mosaic of wet mittens and hats steaming across the radiator. But in her book, The Great Spring, Natalie Goldberg writes, "In Minnesota, life is about the weather, the extreme cold and how you survive, how you make peace with it, how you make it yours." I think she means that you cannot fight the cold. It is pervasive, persuasive, persistent. And resistance is half the battle. My feet have gone numb now. I wiggle my toes. And for some reason, as I hover over my steaming cup of coffee, I decide something. I will find a way, any way, to make this place mine. A rush of wind, a flurry of snowflakes. And as the pigeons suddenly launch from the yard, I hear a round of applause in their flapping wings as they scissor toward the sun.